This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The family of a Marshall Fire victim has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against Xcel Energy. Nadine Turnbull was one of two people killed in the wildfire in December 2019. This comes before the two-year statute of limitations to file a civil suit against the Minnesota-based company runs out. An attorney for Turnbull's family expects the court to set a trial date next month. Xcel Energy has maintained that it wasn't responsible for the Marshall Fire. Private water wells in Pueblo County may be eligible for free PFAS testing. These common man-made chemicals may cause long-term health problems. KRCC Shauna Lewis reports.
The so-called forever chemicals are often found in non-stick cookware and waterproof fabrics. Scott Cowan of the Pueblo Health Department says the sites chosen for this study focus on the county's industrial corridor and places exposed to firefighting foam.
In that historical area where we knew the potential PFAS contamination could be, and then also in areas where we have the largest concentration of folks using wells for drinking water or for irrigation.
Cowan says the results will be sent to each owner. A 2020 sampling of public water systems in Pueblo showed some level of contamination, but none above current health advisories. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 2:06. Today is the last day to unlock an extra $12,000 for the news you trust. Be one of 500 donors to unlock a $12,000 challenge. It ends tonight at midnight. Make your gift now at CPR.org or KRCC.org.